This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good evening. Hello. Tonight's halacha she'er is counting a mechal Shabbos for a minyan, whether or not you can count, whether the 10th man can be a mechal Shabbos. Last week we discussed the 9 plus a child. That was last week's topic. It's connected to this week's parasha from a Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos says, how do you know that you need 10 people for a minyan? Because it says, V'nigdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. Kol dovash ha'bigdusha lo yehei pachos me'asara. Any dovash ha'bigdusha cannot be less than 10 people. Now, how does that work? The Gemara says over there, we make a gzer shava. Osya toich toich. Ksiv hocha, it says, V'nigdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. Every dovash ha'bigdusha has to be b'soich b'nei Yisrael. And it says, Hibadlu, in this week's Edra, Hibadlu mitoich ha'edah hazois. Stay away, separate yourselves from this Eda. Now, in last week's Edra, we know that an Eda was 10. So you've got, because it says that the Eda, in reference to the Meraglim, that was 10. So therefore, when it says, Hibodlim Etoicha Eda Hazos, that means 10, because of Eda Eda. And then you've got a Gzer Shava of Toich Toich, just like it says, Hibodlim Etoicha Eda, which is 10. So V'nigdashti B'soich B'nei Yisrael is also 10. So therefore, that's the source that a Dovash of a Minyan has got to be with 10. So that's why we spoke about Minyan last week, 9 plus a child. And that's why it's this week, is Mechal Shabbos, whether he can count for a Minyan. So that is the connection to the Parsha. Now, we mentioned last week the power of Tefillah B'Tzibur. Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah Perek Ches Halacha Aleph. Tefillah HaTzibur Nishmas Tomit, the second box. Afilu Hoye Bohen Chaitin, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mo'es B'Tefillasin Shel Rabim. So it seems from the Rambam that even if there are Chaitim in your Minyan, you can actually count them. But we're going to see them more specifically. The Shulchan Aruch says in Erechaim Simenun Hei Sif Aleph, Omrim Kaddish, Ve'ein Omrim Eisei Pochus Miyud Zucharim B'nei Chorim Gedolim. For a minion, you need 10 adult males. Fine. V'huadim Nekdusha or Baruch Hu, She'ein Ne'emorin B'pochus Me'asara. Then, in Sif Yud Aleph, a little later on in that simon, Shulchan Aruch says, box number 4, if you're listening online, please email me at j.golker@gmail.com and I'll send you the handout. The Shulchan Aruch says, Avarion she'oval gezer satzibur. An avarion means someone who does averus. A person who does averus and he is oval gezer satzibur, or he violates a certain communal decrees, aishav avera, imloi niduhu, unless they actually put him in cherem, nimna leminin asara. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch says, unless he's done something so grave that he's been put in cherem, he can join the minyan. Now the Mishnah Berurah qualifies this. And this is important. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot HaMemvav, Oy she'ov avera, kosef ha-primogodim. The primogodim says, dafka avera she'ova l'te'ovein. What type of avera can we include? Has this guy violated that we can include him? An avera which is l'te'ovein. Now we know there are two types of averas. There's an avera which is l'te'ovein. Just you succumb to your temptation. For example, you've got a weakness for cheeseburgers. So, you know, you're a good from Jew, but this is your area. This is where what you find difficult. And you do it not for theological reasons, not lahachis, not to annoy and agitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but just because you're sort of being over the te'oven. You've got a weakness for this. So that sort of fellow can join our minyan. Av lahachis, but if he's doing it lahachis to sort of, you know, rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a sign of anger, then afilu bedovo echot, even one thing that he does, then he would not be able to join the minyan. Or he serves Avodah Zorah. Or he is Mechal on Shabbos publicly. He's got a din of a non-Jewish person, and therefore Einu Mitzdarif. So, when the Shulchan Aruch says that a person, the Avarian, can join the minyan, that's only if he is doing Averas L'te'ovan out of his own desires, not L'hachis. Good. Or he's doing Avodah Zorah, or he's being Mechal Shabbos B'Fahesia. That's what emerges from the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah then adds on, interestingly, and we'll come back to this in a second, but the Mishnah Berurah in Mem Zayim says, Lo nidu, they don't put him into Cheirim, Afilu Avera Shechayv Oleha Misa, even if he does an Avera, which is Chayv Misa, whatever, there's plenty of them, whatever that may be, Vahatam, and the reason is, Dichsiv Ba'achon, when it says in Yeshua with Achon, Chota Yisrael, Afa Pisha Chota Yisrael Hu, a Jew who sins is still a Jew, of Vigdusha Se Koin, he still keeps, he retains his Kedusha, V'kashanik Karoim, the group of people that are called Karoim, Karaites, which I believe there's still a few of them around today, a few hundred, somewhere near Haifa, they've got their community. They only believe in Torah Shebichsav, not Torah Shebalpeh, which is an interesting topic. Einam mitstafen asara, they cannot join the minyan. She'einam moedim b'Torah Shebalpeh, because they only believe in Torah Shebichsav, not Torah Shebalpeh. So they don't believe in a basic tenet of our faith, and therefore they can't join the minyan. V'chol mishul koif about Torah Shebalpeh, ein mitstafen l'chol dovah shebikdusha. Okay. Now the question really is today, how do we look at Mechallel Shabbos? You're in summer holidays, you're away in a provincial town, and you could be go to a minyan. It's an outlying place. Shabbos morning, you're 9, and all of a sudden a guy walks in, and he takes the cup out of his pocket, puts it on his head. There's no Eruv in this place, or he's driven to shul. Well, how does that work? It seems from the first reading of the Shulchan Aruch that it's a problem. However, there are two schools of thought. A lenient one and a more stringent one. The lenient school of thought is, and many poskim, they consider that most Mechallel Shabbos nowadays are Tinoke Shenishbu. They are considered Tinoke Shenishbu, they're children that have been captive, held captive, and they've just been deprived of a Jewish education and experience. Now, that's an interesting question, because the Tinuk Shenishba of old, or 100 years ago, was a child of 5 years old when his sort of forced conscription into the Russian army, and he's been torn away from his home, and he's been put in the army for 20 plus years. So he's never had a proper education, never experienced, growing up in the Jewish environment. So I understand that's a Tinuk Shenishba, or literally a Tinuk even younger than 5 years old. But does that apply to secular Jews today? And is there a difference in Eretz Yisrael? A regular secular Jew, a chiloni in Eretz Yisrael, you could argue, well, does he know about Shabbos? For sure he knows about Shabbos. So how does that work? So the Chazon Ish is often quoted. This is in Aruch Chaim, Siman Pei Zayin, Sifkot Nun Dalet. This is just a line from the Tshuva. Or Kamoi Kain, this is what the Chazon Ish says. Oysen sha'aveisov pirshu midarchi ha-tzibur, a person whose parents have left the Darchei HaTzibur, the Jewish way, and he didn't have a Jewish education, didn't go to go to Jewish schools or yeshivas or whatever. Dinu Yisrael lecholdova. He's got a din of Yisrael, and therefore he could join the minyan. So too the Igros Moshe Nishalti im yesh b'shas atchak v'tzarf mechallel Shabbos la'asara v'lochein im atom mispalim yesh mokum lahatzil l'tzarfam. The guy's coming to shul to daven, you can join him in the minyan. So for Kaddish, for Kedusha, for Baruch Hu, you can join him to the minyan. If he listens to the Shliach Tzibur, then he can listen, that you can be Moitzim, etc., etc. Now, that's one school of thought. Rabbi Eliashiv, by the way, explains the Tshuva of Rav Moshe a bit more. That's on the top of the next page. This is in his Rabbi Eliashiv. Gave shiurim to Balabat, or to really gave to lots of people. It was whoever went. There's Reichosh Tam Dechom there. I went to that shiur. I went to Salem Bank just to see it. So you have a man, Rabbi Yashiv, in his late 90s, when he was in the later years, and he was giving shiur, and they have records of all his shiurim. So you can get them. So these are his shiurim on brachas, on the brachas chafala from a base. He brings Koldova Shabakdusha Lo Yepochas Measorah, Yalfin Lom Mixer Shov Miraglim. Like I mentioned, we learn it from Miraglim, like I began earlier. What's Rav Moshe's raya? Where are you bringing the raya from? Where do you know minyan from? You're running it from the meraglim, and the meraglim are koifa be'ika. Could the muchach prepare be'erchim? But it says in Erchim Tesvav, she'omru klapishmai ki chazok hu mimenu. They say that it's too difficult for our Kodesh Baruch Hu to bring us into the land. And that's the source for Tefillah Ba'asara. V'im kein, ein hanilmad, the thing which is derived, can't be stricter than the melamed, the source. U'kamosha melamed tu b'koifrim be'ikah, and just like the source are dealing with people who are koifrim be'ikah, af hanilmad yei gam b'mumrim. So therefore the derived can also be b'mumrim, those who deny. Ah, you're going to tell me that the meragim did tshuva. The Gemara says in Soita, Issa Shemragim also Tshuva, Mikol Malkum, says Rabbi Yashiv, Hai Krod, the Bodle Metoch Metochoedo, Iri Koedim Shah also Tshuva. You're bringing the source from the point in time before they did Tshuva. So that's not a problem. V'imkein shapi alfinu l'gabim morim v'afal pike nir l'achriya l'hatzel et sarfom b'shas atchak godl. In extenuating circumstances, you can join the Mechal Shabbos for minyan. That is one school of thought. The Chazon Ish, Rav Moshe, etc.
You could argue when the Meraglim went, they were
anashim,
they were good. It was drawing.
So there's a lot of discussion about exactly that. Two or three years ago, we had on one of the points in the Parasha Shir was exactly that it started off in Parasha Shlach, L'cho, they were anashim chashuvim. And Rashi says kasherim, and later Rashi says Rishoyim. But the trouble is, Rashi says we makish salicha to the Yetziyah, and just like they came back with a negative and as Rishoyim, they left as Rishoyim. So that's how do you reconcile that stira? So the Marsha Aram and Saita deals with that question. That's the big question. But the point, to answer your question, the point in time where we bring a raya from is where they've left already. And before they've done Shuvah. So definitely at that point in time, they're Rishoyim. So that's Rav Moshe's Raya. Now, interestingly, the Shevet HaLevi, and amongst many other poskim, he takes a more strict view. And amazingly, when I was researching this, in a Shuvah written in Tovshin Lamed Hei, which is 1975, it's always interesting to see who's the Shoel. So most of the time, you don't know who it is. But here we know very well who it is. Take a look at the second box on the second page. Kvod Yedidi HaYoko HaRav HaGon, Mezakeh HaRabim, Marein Harav Pinchas Roberts Shlita. How interesting. Yes, sadly, recently Zatzal. Pinchas Roberts, Rav Bekehillah Kadosh Hendon Hadassah Yisrael, London. Yeah, isn't that interesting? Yeah. So I just brought that in just for nostalgic reasons, right? Hareini Meshiv Bekitzah. Now he asked, Pinchas Roberts asked a fascinating question. Asher Toma Olai Shekosavti Begilin Hashach. Roberts wrote to Reb Vosner and says, you wrote, Reb Vosner, commenting on a shach in Yeridea, to Mechal Shabbos v'kol shkein shoyen nosu isha nochris, someone who's Mechal Shabbos, or Rachman is married out, ein misablin olav, you don't sit shiva for him, kol shalem no de babira shemesa v'tshuva, unless you know for certain that he did tshuva. So he married out, as Mechal Shabbos, you don't sit shiva. V'kos of v'chloidei, i.e. Rabbi Roberts, toma, he said, really? You know, you've just destroyed Shiva in many, many homes in Chutz Laretz. In, I don't want to say, you know, in broader Anglo-Jewish circles, where, sadly, many people are not Shomer Shabbos. So how does that work? Now, that's not for now, right? That's the topic in hand. But what Rav Vosner says in that tshuva is that someone who is Mechal Shabbos, he's got a din of he's not got a din of Yisrael in terms of making a minyan, and he cannot join the minyan. And he says it again in Chelik Beis, in Simon Kufayim Beis, the next paragraph. For Afshir Isi, I saw in the Darkei Tshuva, he brings the bnei, which is brought by the Bin Zion. She'ein Mechalei Shabbos is Manenu Nechshavim Memorim Gemurim. There are those lenient opinions that say Mechalei Shabbos nowadays are not considered Mumrim. Shemase Avuseim Biodeim. They're just doing what they saw at home. Vehem katinuk shenishba, that's the lenient view. Ben akum mikol makum tzarechi and rav. I don't buy that. Im shayach zeh baratzei. First of all, I don't think it applies in Israel. Baratzei nakadosha. She'ino matinuk shenishba ben akum. How can you tell me that he's this, you know, like a 5-year-old kid or 3-year-old kid who's sort of been taken away by the Russian army and he's never seen, never been exposed to anything Jewish? If im kiu tinuk shenishba ben nechoyfshim. You never have some secular Jews. You're going to tell me he doesn't know what Shabbos is? Of course he knows. So you see, interestingly, there are two schools of thought about how do you view a Mechal Shabbos nowadays. The linear view is you look at them as a Tinik Shenishba, and the more stringent view is no, they know better. And the Piskei Tshuvas, which is a contemporary sefer, on the Mishnah Berurah, he's got, if you look at the final paragraph, he has a very nice sikkum and a very nice summary. I haven't brought the whole thing, but he just, let's look at a few paragraphs. V'achilonim sh'avaseim kva pirshu medarchei tzibur. Chilonim, yes, secular Jews who have left the traditional Jewish way, v'niskat l'lodot Torah mitzvahs, and they're not raised with Torah mitzvahs. Im ki ro l'shelo safran minyan mikol mokum, one shouldn't join them for a minyan, however, kosu rabim migdoli ha-toyrus, many of the giants, I've just quoted a few, but many of the Gedolei Poskim, they write l'lamed zuchus l'karvom l'tzarfom b'mokum tzorech, to include them as part of the minyan. Of a prats, especially, listen to this, k'sheboi n'beis ha'knesses am lasis balel. it's hard to say that they're rejecting their heritage. What are they doing now? They're coming to shul to daven with a minyan. Now, yes, maybe he took a couple out of his pocket, and but you know, at the end of the day, they're coming to shul. I once had, many years ago, before I was aware of all these this big topic, I went to discuss it with Dan Erentrum in Shavu Rafu Shlema. And because I was in a certain place, it was an outlying place for a certain Shabbos for some, and I was there for the minyan, and I didn't know if there were going to be a minyan of Shomri Shabbos. And I said to the Dayan, look, you know, by the time people come, we had a small crowd for that one Shabbos, and then people come much later on for Musaf or whatever, for Kriyas HaTorah, for Musaf, but for Shachris itself, I don't think you've got a minyan. If you have got a minyan, it's going to be, not without Shomri Shabbos. And maybe I'm better off davening, you know, at the earlier time, the correct time at home beforehand, and I'll go there on time, and I'll take a sefer and sit at the back, And he got very upset with me. He says, who says they're not Shomri Shabbos? I said, Dayan, because I see them come to shul where they're taking their couple out of their pocket, or they're bringing a walking stick, or they're driving to shul. So he took the line of Ramesha and the Chazon Ish by saying, they don't know any better. They're Timit Shanishpa. You can't call them Mechalei Shabbos, which is a very interesting line. A very interesting line. And then if you look at this, Aval Einad Varam Amurim, so therefore you can join them. Even though they know that the Torah doesn't like to drive on Shabbos, they say there's some bring a riot that if they're embarrassed in front of their Rav, that's a simon enough that they're not Mechalei Shabbos properly.
But there's another section of people who have been brought up religious,
yeah,
who reject it. Yeah? And let's say it for them.
Next paragraph. Aval Ein Hadvarim Amurim. This, but the above applies only that they're only with people who have a sort of a basic emun in Hashem, they give respect to the religious people, they do mila on their kids, they will, if they divorce their wife, they'll do it with kadas for kadin, and so too get married. To exclude. Now, how do you define exactly what you described? Okay, we'll see. But to exclude those who mock Shomri Torah, they refuse to give their kids bris mila, they marry people they're not allowed to marry, or non-Jewish people, the Kolshkin are reforming about conservative, certainly reforming conservative people, he says. Hamasalf and Matura, they reject it. But again, who they, is it the, you know, the stump people? Is it the rabbi of the community, those who know better? So you can see that this is a bit of a minefield. And you're right, those people who grew up and then went off, how do you look at them? Are they, which category do they come under? And what about, they're not mocking, but they're just, you know, themselves. They don't have emunah. But they're not loyeg ledosim. So in summary, the Shulchan Aruch, the starting point is that the Shulchan Aruch says an avarian is nimna leminyan asara. An avarian can count for the minyan. What is that? Says the Mishnah Berurah, only someone who's over the te'ovin, who succumbs to temptation, the cheeseburger, etc. But someone is lahachis, they're not, or mechal shabbos v'hesya, or avodah zara. And the question is, nowadays, how do you define the mechal shabbos? And there are two schools of thought. The more lenient school of thought, Chaznish, Tikkus Moshe, etc., is to include them. They've got a status of a Tinuk Shenishpa. But there are others, other Gedolei Poskim, who say not. And certainly Eretz Yisrael. And the Piskei Tshuvos brings a whole host of Poskim and Shais and Tshuvos that deal exactly with this. And perhaps exceptions could be made for those who mock Yiddishkeit, etc. And perhaps they are not included in the more lenient opinion. But you can see it's a big topic. And a bit of a minefield. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.